Hello, welcome to the Entertainment Zone. I'm Jason. Kula Shaker are a psychedelic rock band led by Crispian Mills. They came to prominence during the post-Britpop era of the late 1990s. Our very own Phil Richards had a chat with Crispian.
Crispian, welcome to Livewire. Hi there.
Hello there. Greetings from Little Sodbury.
Now, let's talk about your new single straight away, because that's after following on from the first UK tour for 6 years, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, we've always been lazy as a band in terms of long breaks between albums, but it means that the quality tends to be quite high in terms of getting all your best songs together. And you know, we do other things in between albums, and I make films and add on to producers and so on. But, you know, obviously COVID, God, I hate that word, and everything else kind of really got in the way. And so it was an even longer break this time. But it's been great to be back playing. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, it's a word we don't want to mention anymore. It makes you sort of like shiver a little bit, doesn't it, that one?
it's boring is what it is. It's incredibly dull and loaded with all kinds of things.
Negative vibes.
Exactly. It is. It's very negative.
You're the front man of the band, and the band came to prominence during the sort of like post-Britpop era of the late 90s, didn't it? Just tell us how that evolved, how the band came together.
The post-Britpop era. It sounds like some sort of epoch in the Star Wars trilogy. Or we do have our roots in that far-flung galaxy of the post-Britpop era. But I think you know, Oasis, when we came out, Oasis and Blur were still sort of, you know, battling it out, and there were still guitar bands in the charts. And you know, it's been quite bleak for guitar music. Everything kind of went electronic in various ways, whether it was sort of, you know, the style of production or the genre itself. But now, you know, I think I'm seeing guitars coming over the horizon, actually, and I see it with my kids who are pretty young, actually, but they're into guitars big time. And I think the sense that you get, even, you know, when we started playing, was that to plug in and go with a band is a kind of a shot in the arm. It's an energy, you know, and it won't go away. There'll always be an audience for it.
It's back. Okay. And what would you say were some of your influences? I'm sure I can hear a bit of Ray Davies and the Kinks.
Well, I started off just basically as a guitar worshipper. That was my thing. So when I was about 12, I heard the Kinks, You Really Got Me. That was my first riff that I heard. And then, you know, Smoke on the Water, live in Japan, that album by Deep Purple, you know, scarred me. I still carry those scars now. Apparently the music that you listen to, you know, when you're 12 or 13, the music that you listen to when you're, you know, in those early formative years,
that's,
you know,
right,
that leaves a very deep impression. And I think that my approach to music was really forged from the viewpoint of being a guitar player. That was how I kind of got into music, really, in terms of bands and everything. And then I became a songwriter later when I was like 16. I started trying to write songs.
You had some great chart success, actually, because you notched up some top 10 hits, didn't you?
We did. Obviously, our first album went straight to number one, and that was a bit of a shock, really, because if you've been plotting, you know, to become a musician and to for your band to get away, you know, it actually can do funny things to your head if your first album go straight to number one, because you have to ask yourself what you are in it for now. Where's the goal? What's the peak, you know, that you have to scale? If you're, you know, so much of what we do is based on like trying to like achieve goals. So that one was a big one, obviously, to get Govinda, our song Govinda, which is a really lucky song for us, and it was completely in another language altogether, you know, Sanskrit, and we managed to get that on the radio, Radio One. I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, these big achievements that were quite strange and rare, you know, makes your head spin a little bit, because you're wondering, well, where do you go now? What do you do now? And actually, it was part of the reason that we had a break for such a long time after our second album, because we just didn't really have a direction. We'd kind of fried ourselves out.
Yeah, and there was Hey Dude and also Hush and Sound of Drums, wasn't that?
And Tapa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that was a really great time, and you sort of like ended up with a big award as well, didn't you?
British Brit Winder Act, yes. I mean, the Brit Awards is a pretty weird place. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's a bit like sort of, you know, feeding time at the zoo. When you see the music business all kind of packed together under one roof, with too much booze and various other substances, it's quite a horrifying thing to behold. To be honest, we were quite traumatized by our just going there.
Yeah, I don't like watching award programs, I must say. As a viewer, it's often not that entertaining, is it?
No, and I think actually those awards were much more entertaining than the awards they have these days, because nowadays all awards are full of sort of virtue signaling and some kind of political current consensus political statement that everybody's all saying the same thing. So it's not really that outrageous at all. And for instance, you know, you go to the BAFTAs, you're like, I just want to see somebody in a nice outfit, make me laugh. I just tell a good story and get down. You know, it's all become a bit up its own bottom.
Tell me about the lineup of the band then. Who's in it and what do they do?
They're all lined up against the wall having a last cigarette right now.
I like it.
We got Alonso and Paul and Henry. And myself and four people making a lot of noise. We do manage to make a hell of a lot of noise for four people. That's what I've been told.
And you've got rather a unique sound, actually.
It owes a lot to the sort of classic rock lineups of the late 60s and early 70s. I mean, that's our jam. That's where those are the albums that really turned me on to playing and to music when I was forming my view of the world, and we all share that. But then we've kind of taken it into our own sort of Kula Shaker universe. And so, it's nice to think that it's got its own unique flavour.
Well, Crispy, where do we go for social media?
I think you just search up Kula Shaker and something will pop up.
Right, now tell us about this single we're going to play then, Cherry Plum Tree.
Yeah, this is a song called, it's actually called Farewell Beautiful Dreamer, but everybody's been calling it Cherry Plum Tree for so long that it's actually got two titles now. It was one of those, it was actually one of those songs that you wake up with melody in your head. And it doesn't happen a lot, but this one is kind of, it's actually medieval, old English lyrics. And it's, you'll hear it on the chorus. It's tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. It's amazing how many people can speak medieval English, but they can. set it to music and they'll sing along.
Well, I've only heard it once and I absolutely loved it. And we're going to play it again now. So, yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Great.
And good luck with your show.
All right. Thank you very much. Cheers then.
Cheers, Phil.
Bye-bye. Bye.
In the shade of a cherry plum tree slept a Yankee Doodle Dandy, dreaming of the Buffalo days and the ghosts of the Iroquois braves. Oh-oh. He rode his pony to town, but the actors were pulling it down. All the statues lay in the streets with the crows picking round at their feet. So he put a feather in his cap, turned around and never looked back. La 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 la. So farewell, a beautiful dreamer. Time to rise and shine your love to the world. Farewell, a beautiful dreamer. Slept a Yankee Doodle Dandy, dreaming of the Buffalo days and the ghosts of the Iroquois braves. Oh! The ghosts of the Iroquois braves and the songs of the African slaves and the witches burned at the stakes and of lords of boiling the waves.
A big thank you to Phil Richards and Crispian Mills. Playing us out on the show today is a song by Kula Shaker. It is called Infinite Sun.
She touches changes. She changes. Hey! Hello, I'm Tony Mantor of Plateau Music. My new single, Why Not Me, is available on iTunes and all streaming outlets. Its main focus is to bring autism awareness, acceptance, and understanding around the world. Please visit TonyMantor.com or any of the social media platforms for more information on how you can help. Thanks for your support.